fall. It was not lost on me. It was not lost on me. Walking on down the road, looking for a friend to hand out. Somebody's my soul. Doesn't like me anymore. Picked up her vices, didn't heed her advice, and truth be told, I agree with her. Funny how time repeats itself. Picture perfect pair sinking in a floral couch. Day in and day out, I'm counting minutes down. Paper burns as the words escape my mouth. Old times and dark days, I know I made mistakes. I finally found my way home. I'm smoking with my mother in the back porch. She's telling me she doesn't know me anymore. The air's getting colder, the chip on her shoulder is floating out through the open door. Funny how your reflection's changed. No matter how fast you run, time will catch you in that way. Used to be my mirror, now it's so much clearer that it's time to move on to the next page. Look through the haze, past old times and dark days. I know I made mistakes. I finally found my way home. I can't stop fading away. Every breath I take brings me 7 minutes closer. I can't stop fading away. Every breath I take brings me 7 minutes closer. I'm smoking with my mother in the back porch. She's telling me she doesn't like me anymore. Picked up her vices, didn't heed her advice, and truth be told, I agree with her. Truth be told, I agree. told I agree with her. Oh, I've spoken with my mother in the back porch.
From Saskatchewan, that is Dump Babes, an Indigenous band who explores themes of colonialism, Indigenous displacement, and identity through a disco folk sound. The song that you just heard was called Smoking. And before that, the Jayhawks from Minneapolis, a huge influence on so many of the Americana acts out there today, and the song Waiting for the Sun from their 1992 release, Hollywood Town Hall. Very cool stuff. I'm Julian Taylor, and I am your host here on The Jukebox. I've got music coming up right now from Cadence Weapon, featuring Super Duty, Tough Work, and Junya T. This is called Nice Try on The Jukebox.
Yeah. Yeah. Slapdash cook. Might shift the food fast. Won't be the diversity in your grand app. Can't take my ideas for your trash app. Been a have not, don't want what the haves have. Left wing pinko nut job. Scream at a politician like you had one job. Flipping houses like pages in a catalog. If you want the truth, better check out the travelogues. Looking at my squad, we the better and the best. Drag Galen Weston by the sweater vest. Renovate my set, then they tell us to invest. Feeling like it's all one big test. Fund a genocide at the blink of an eye. Take their sweet time before they pay you or I. Art watching crime, so we turn a blind eye. Wanna do it through my rhymes? Nice try.
On 10, caught me all in a spectacle. Attention, economy, stage optics. I push the politic on the stage and stay plying till my show fees rival the global arms sales profits. The dissonance alone will make you nauseous and scream. Moral bankruptcy is the scene. Trauma on your feed, the worst things you've ever seen. And here's Pierce Morgan to gaslight you live on screen. Style biting rappers, that's very bland. Real ops collab with the feds, now that's a deadly brand. They disappear when they get the message like Remy Shan. Cause agencies do more than shoot photos, that's no Getty stamp. Celebs ain't even stars in this movie, they guest parts. Say I wrote the raps, now that's tech bars. And you know that check's large. Now please stand for the star-spangled Imperial Death March.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, Indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
And a classic track from the band, that is The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, from the band album, their self-titled release, debuting in 1969. Recently, there was the Robbie Robertson tribute at the Forum in Los Angeles, and a handful of amazing artists were there to celebrate his music. Now the show is on the road, and I believe they came to Toronto and are traveling around. So if you want to see The Last Waltz, go check them out. Members of the Heartbreakers are in the band. I was honored to be able to play with them in Los Angeles. So thank you to my friend Allison and my other friend Logan and everybody who was there for the opportunity. We've got music from a band called Blue June, a four-piece rock and roll band from Vaughan, Ontario, and the song Tiny Beaches. They met at a local skate park, revealing not only do they love to skateboard, but they love to play tunes. Another native from the area, the Devin Cuddy Band. Devin Cuddy, who is a wonderful piano player, released an album in 2018 called Amy's Dream. It's an EP, and his second record went on to earn him a Juno nod. All right. Also on the Juno block, we've got Blue Moon Marquee. Their debut album won the Blues Juno Award last year, and they're going to play a song here on the show called Ain't Going Down from their New Orleans Sessions, which was just released. But before we get to them, Mindy Kantor is joined by the legendary maestro, Mr. Taj Mahal, and a song called I'm Too Young to Be This Old. Here they are on the jukebox.
I'm too young to be this old. I look in the mirror and it just don't look like me. Honey, I look in the mirror and it just don't look like me. I look in the mirror and the truth be told, I'm too young to be this old. I'm too young to be this old. So young. Tell me, why does everybody look so young? They're all moving in fast mode. I'm too young to be this old. I'm too young to be this old. I'm too young to be this old. Just gotta laugh. The older you get, the more birthdays you have. When you get older, it's the cry and shame. You're happy just to have somebody call your name. I put miles and miles and miles on this board. Too young to be this old. I wanna party and dance like I used to do. Yeah, I wanna party and dance, dance like I used to do. But I've had it by 10. Oh no, not again. I'm too young to be this old. 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 Getting old is over so. I'm too young to be this old. Double wide and over.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
When I was young, my eyes shone bright. I couldn't wait to get beneath those lights. So I sat still, waited for so long. The lure of fame, how it burned so strong. Now and I don't wanna be on the radio. No, I don't wanna be on the radio no more. No, and I don't wanna be on the radio. No, I don't wanna be on the radio no more. So I took my took this piano, how it sang right back. And I went out, out into the world. Sang for the money, but mostly sang for the girls. Now and I don't wanna be on the radio.
No, I don't wanna be on the radio no more. What's wrong?
I don't want to make toys.
What?
I was thinking of becoming a dentist. Then I realized I want to make something that will keep children happy for years to come. I want to make musical instruments for Long & McQuaid.
Coming to any Long & McQuaid musical instruments this holiday season, and let our elves help you with some expert advice. Purchase, rent, or rent to own at unbeatable rates.
Anything else would be abominable.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levette, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
Climate change and comedy are not a natural pairing. But a few years ago, comedian Stuart Goldsmith started to feel depressed about climate change.
I just found that I couldn't really talk about anything else. I wasn't thinking about anything else. And as a result, I brought it on stage with me.
He began filling his routine with jokes about everything from the challenges of remembering a reusable food container to feeling smug about having a lower carbon footprint.
In comedy, we talk about the problems. The problems are the material.
Climate change can be a depressing topic.
It is so easy to feel like, oh, God, you're not going to mention the climate again. My wife, bless her, she's had to put up with so many versions of me being asked about it in a social event.
But he says that talking about it as part of his show has reduced his feelings of dread. And he wants to help his audience feel empowered to find their own way to take action on climate change.
I think if we all feel as bleak and hopeless and despairing as I have sometimes felt, if people feel like that, I would like to give them some comfort and to feel better, because people who feel better and happier and more united and mobilized can take more action.
Climate Connections